Hey there, how you doing? Bernie Mickles back with you on this rainy Tuesday in St. Louis. Days like this, I wish I could take a nap. It would be nice, but I got stuff to talk about with the St. Louis Cardinals, as we do most of the time here on the Bernie Mickles Show. And I want to go over some stuff we've certainly talked about before, but we're getting a little closer to the start of the season, and I want to kind of crystallize it. So thanks for watching, and please subscribe. After taking a look at the Cardinals' likely roster for 2025, I am once again floored by how much is the same from 2024. No revelation, no big scoop for me, because we all know this, because we've all talked about it many, many times, but it's okay to discuss it again and sort of put a finer point on it. With the season opener a little more than 3 weeks away, it's a head-shaking experience for me to see a very similar package of talent being presented by the Cardinals as they try to tell us that this very similar package of talent is somehow different or will be different than what we saw last year. No, it's not the exact same package of talent, but it's awfully close. As my friend Joe Sheehan pointed out in his newsletter, every player on the roster resource 26-man projection for 2025 was in the organization last season. Roster resource, by the way, you can find that at FanGraphs. And they literally every day of the season, they list what each team's roster is, plus who's in the minor leagues. It's really helpful. Go to roster resource. You find it at FanGraphs. But anyway, as Joe Sheehan pointed out, every player on the STL roster resource 26-man projection for 2025 was in the organization last season. And except for starting pitcher Eric Fetty, every player on the 26-man roster resource projection was in the St. Louis organization at the close of 2023. Geez, you tell me. Where is the roster churn, right? I mean, all good teams, even the best teams, constantly churning the roster. Cardinals are in slow motion or something. You can make up the term for me. You can be creative as I try to get my brain really fired up. And I'm fired up, only kidding, on this rainy day. But anyway, it depends on who's going to win the bench and the bullpen jobs. You know, it's still to be determined. But going into the March 27th opener, the Cardinals could have a 26-man roster entirely consisting of players who were on the roster at some point last season. Reset? No. How about a rewind? I think that's it. And again, so much for the roster churn that is so typical in baseball. The Cardinals won 83 games last season. Okay, good. Hurrah. Let's have a parade. And many, or I guess not, or many of the pieces from that team are still on the roster chart now. Most of the players cleared out by management were bounced because of a desire to cut payroll by no longer paying Paul Goldschmidt and pitchers Lance Lynn and Kyle Gibson. The Cardinals whacked $48 million from the payroll. They didn't try to re-sign their free agent reliever Andrew Kittredge, who ended up in Baltimore. So that means a reduction, if you put him in there, of about $50.3 million from the 2024 payroll. And I know that some of the arbitration-eligible players, they're going to make more money this year. But we're talking about veteran talent. We're talking about established major league talent is you know, in terms of, you know, people maybe you bring in from the outside, things like that. Their payroll is down by quite a bit. I want to focus on the offense in this video, but I want to start by taking stock of the pitching side. Barring injury, as we continue with their theme, is like it's kind of the same old song. Barring injury, the Cardinals will have four starting pitchers in place who were in the rotation in the final 2 months of 2024, Sonny Gray, Andre Pallante, Eric Fetty, and Miles Michaelis. So four of the five members starting rotation still in place from the final couple months last season. And if Steven Matz makes the early season rotation, and if he's healthy, at least for now, I don't see why he wouldn't be in the early season rotation for the fourth consecutive season, because that's how the Cardinals do things. If Matt suffers an early ailment, the hole in the rotation would create an opportunity for a younger pitcher. But by now, for the purposes of this video, I want to talk about who is on that depth chart right now. And so for now, the Cardinals' five-man rotation consists of four guys who were in the rotation at the close of 2024, plus Mats, who was in the rotation at the beginning of 2024. Reset? Roster turn? Transition? Where? I don't see it. Where? I don't. Is it in my room somewhere? It's kind of dark in here. I don't see it. Do you? Yeah, there's going to be some changes during the season because no roster stays the same. But this is the roster they're coming out of a postseason. Or excuse me. They're coming out of an offseason where, you know, they tried to sell us that this was going to be some kind of big season of change. It is in the minor leagues and player development. It is not at the major leagues. Sorry. Yeah, there will be some young pitchers showing up. I get it. You don't have to tell me that, my friends. So the five-man rotation, as of now, four guys who were in the rotation at the end of last season, plus Mats, who was in the rotation at the start of last season. All right, how about the bullpen? Seven of the eight relievers who worked the most innings for the 2024 Cardinals are still here. That's not a bad thing because the bullpen was really good, but replacing Kittredge will be challenging. And in theory, it's positive to have so many relievers back who were part of that excellent bullpen last year. But as we say, the favorite word we all like to use for relievers or bullpens, volatile. You know, you just can't count on this group replicating or coming close to replicating the performance of the 2024 bullpen. I mean, maybe they'll get close. I'm not ruling it out, but you can't count on it. You can't say, well, that's a given. There's just no way to do that. They should have some decent bullpen depths. You know, guys like Tekoa, Roby, maybe Riley O'Brien, Ryan Anderson, who's a veteran who a few years ago was really good with Tampa Bay. But is it going to be enough depth? Is it going to be enough quality depth? I don't know yet. Big question. No answers. Okay, on to the offense, which to me is the biggest deal here because, of course, the Cardinals' offense really, really bad last year. So if this team's going to get better and John Mozeliak, you know, keeps talking about how they're going to thread the needle and, you know, and going to give young players a chance and an opportunity and they think they can, you know, exceed expectations and have a good season. Okay, that's what they keep saying, but they're talking about bringing back a position player cast that is roughly the same minus Paul Goldschmidt. Of the 15 position players that had at least 100 plate appearances last season, 12 are still here. The three guys that are no longer here are Goldie, Matt Carpenter, and Dylan Carlson. And Goldie is really the only significant presence out of that group. All due respect to Matt Carpenter. I've been through this before, but I think we should go into it again. The 2025 Cardinals position player roster accounts for 82% of the plate appearances that were taken by last year's team. So they got 82% of the plate appearances last year still in place for 2025. The only big change, of course, was Goldie because he had a lot of plate appearances last year. So in reality, there's only one significant presence erased from this 2024 offense. The rest of it is still very much glued to the 2025 roster, and that could be a problem. You know, that could be a big, big problem. I know the Cardinals are anticipating across-the-board improvement from many of their returning hitters. I know they're going to give Walker and Gorman more bats and all that. Okay. But when you're counting on the significant across-the-board improvement from the guys you already had last year, it seems far-fetched to me. Not impossible, but it seems far-fetched to me. Some improvement, sure. Some guys will get better, but other guys are going to stay the same. Other guys will get worse. That's just the way it goes in baseball when you don't have established veterans with an extensive track record. And in some cases with this team, the veterans that do have an extensive track record, the track record is sort of heading in the wrong direction offensively, talking about Nolan Arenado. Listen, I don't want to go through the entire list, but for the Cardinals offense to surge to an above average league level, they're counting on Nolan Gorman and Jordan Walker to recover from major collapses to become fearsome hitters. They're counting on Lars Nootbaar to stay healthy. They're counting on Wilson Contreras to have closer to 600 at bats rather than the 300 he had last year. That one is at least plausible, right? A stronger flow of offense in St. Louis would require Ivan Herrera to supply increased power and to get enough at bats from the manager. It would require Nolan Arenado raising his slugging percentage by 35 to 40 points. It would require Alec Burleson of avoiding a late season weakening. He was about 18% above average, the league average offensively the first 4 months. And then he was like 16% below average over the last 2 months. That can't happen again. And there's a chance he may not get as many opportunities anyway. So I could mention some other hitters, but you get the point. And here's another way to look at it. I crunched some numbers this morning. The 15 St. Louis position players who are still here from last year, this is what they combined for in 2024. And again, we're talking about, you know, more than 5,000 plate appearances, maybe not that many, but we're talking about a lot of plate appearances, these guys combined, right? 82% of the plate appearances the team had last year. This is the group I'm talking about. Here's what they did collectively speaking, okay? A 250 batting average, that's actually not bad based on what the current MLB batting average is or was in 2024. 315 on base percentage, it's okay. 395 slugging percentage, not good. 710 OPS, right around average, but again, nothing special there. Nothing special there at all. So that is the big group that's coming back this year, okay? I want to repeat, you know, things change. I get it. Just want to say that again. But I'm just telling you, as we're getting closer to the start of the regular season, this is the group that's back, and it's going to be taking the lion's share of at-bats in 2025 as we stand now. And that group of hitters that are back from last year's team, they hit a home run every 33 at-bats. Nothing special there. Nothing to worry about there if you're an opposing pitcher. And this group that has come back for another year in 2025, same group, batted just 229 with the runners in scoring position last year. Not good. Not good at all. Of the returning cast of position players, only one guy hit more than 16 home runs last year. Only one guy. This group that's back. That's Alec Burleson, who had 21. Goldie's gone. He had 22. So only one guy with more than 16 homers last season is in this group and back for 2025. Only four of the members of the returning group, only four were at least 10% better than the league average offensively. Only one of the returnees had more than 73 RBIs last year. That was Burleson, who had 75 RBIs. That was your team lead, okay? None of the 15 position players back this year had at least never got to four wins above replacement last season, and only three were between three wins above replacement and about 3.5. Everyone else was under three WAR. In fact, if you add up all the wins above replacement value of the 15 Cardinals who are returning, the replacement wins above replacement value last season, the combined wins above replacement was just under 17. That's for 15 players, position players who are back. Think about that a minute. To put it in perspective, again, the combined wins above replacement for the players that are back this year, 15 of them, just under 17. To put in perspective, Aaron Judge and Bobby Witt Jr. last season had 23 wins above replacement, just the two of them by themselves. This is another way of pointing out the obvious. If last year is any indication, and I do believe it is, the Cardinals do not have a single elite all-around position player. Not saying Mason Wynn can't become better this year and all that. But going into 2025, they do not have one elite all-around position player on this roster. And the Cardinals don't have enough open spaces to give full opportunities to as many players as you'd like to see get these opportunities. Like, suppose Victor Scott II, who looks great, but suppose he's returned to the minors because Lars Nootbaar, they want to play him in center. Siani can be a backup. I don't know if they're going to send Scott down, but suppose they do. Where's the major league playing time for infielder Thomas Sejesi and outfielder Matt Kupreniak? Where's the room for these guys, right? Where's that runway they talk about all the time? What the Cardinals have, they don't have a single all-around elite position player, but what they do have are a hell of a lot of question marks. And just for a point of reference, for those of you unfamiliar with wins above replacement, I know it's gobbledygook for people that aren't into that. Okay, and thank you for your patience, but I'm going to just break it down very simply. Wins above replacement encompasses offense, defense, and base running for position players. So you get a number that basically gives you an idea of their all-around value. And when you don't have one guy on your in your position player group that had four wins above replacement last year, that's tough, man. That's tough to get a lot done with that group, unless this group is a heck of a lot better than we expect and the Cardinals are crossing their fingers. That doesn't mean that we have to kind of live in la-la land or in candy land, right? I'm a pragmatist. I got to see it before I'm going to start making outlandish predictions. I do think some guys will bounce back. Every time I say that, I get barbecued. That's all right, whatever. But to give you an idea about the 15 position players and their combined wins above replacement, to put that into historical perspective in terms of the Cardinals franchise, I didn't realize this until I looked at it today. I looked it up specifically. Okay, that 17 wins above replacement by the 15 position players coming back, they were a big part, obviously, of last year's team. And not counting the 2020 COVID season, which was short, so you throw it out for means of comparison. The Cardinals have played 28 full seasons of baseball since Bill DeWitt Jr. became the chairman before the 1996 season. So that's 28 full seasons. And in 2024, the St. Louis position players had the worst combined WAR, wins above replacement, of any Cardinals team, any position players, any Cardinals team over the last 28 full seasons. The worst, 28 seasons. The position players last year on this Cardinals team had the worst combined WAR, 28th out of 28. And really, Goldie didn't really add much to that last year. So again, we're talking about pretty much the same group back. It was the worst performance in terms of all-around base running, offense, defense, when you mold that all together. The worst performance by a Bill DeWitt-owned team, except for the COVID year, in 28 full seasons of baseball. I know I've repeated that over and over again, but I'm just trying to let it sink into my own brain, right? It's pretty depressing. But they think a lot of these guys are going to take a big leap. I don't know. I kind of hope they do. It would be fun. I do hope they do. I don't root for failure. But just look at what the Cardinals are running back offensively in 2025. I'll be a nice guy and just say, good luck. What can you say? Good luck with this plan. This team's stuck in the middle, as I've been saying for a couple months now. All right, that'll do it for me today. I appreciate you for watching. Please subscribe. I want to read your comments again. I always appreciate it. And you all have a really good rest of your Tuesday. Thank you.